אתם עם SBS בעברית.
Nita, this attack happened on Wednesday morning, Australian time. At least two Jews were among four people killed, including a police officer, during a shooting at a kosher supermarket in New Jersey. Now, while authorities initially claimed that this attack on the kosher store did not appear to be targeted, they now believe that it was an intentional attack. These two gunmen ran into the JC Kosher supermarket, which is located in Jersey City, next to a small synagogue and next to a Jewish school. During the subsequent exchange of fire between police and the gunman, three innocent people in the supermarket were killed. These have now been identified as 24-year-old rabbinical student Moshe Deutsch, as Leah Furness, the wife of the supermarket's owner. She unfortunately was killed in the attack, and a store employee, Miguel Jason Rodriguez, one of the workers of this kosher supermarket, was killed. Now, it's understood that moments before these gunmen entered the store, the husband of Leah, who passed away, the husband, he actually left the store to daven mincha at the neighboring synagogue. The gunman shot and wounded two other police officers before they themselves were killed in the supermarket. Now, Nitsa, initially there was no indication that it was, you know, a targeted or an anti-Semitic attack. But later, the Jersey City Mayor Stephen Fulop tweeted to say that after extensive review of CCTV, it has now become clear from the cameras that these two individuals targeted the kosher grocery location. The New York mayor also said the attack was clearly a hate crime, while New York's governor said it was a deliberate attack on the Jewish community. A very sad story, Nita. You can read about it on the front page this week of the Australian Jewish News.
Evan Malkalai for Saga. Another delay.
This is becoming ridiculous, Nita. We were all expecting a decision this week from the psychiatric panel that was assessing Malkalai. They were assessing whether she's mentally fit to stand trial for extradition proceedings to Australia. The panel had 3 months. They were tasked with assessing her in October this year by a Jerusalem court judge. They were meant to give their verdict to the court on December 10. This is what happened, Nita. They came to the court and said that they weren't aware that there was a hearing this week. This comes 3 months after they were told that they should assess Malkalai's fitness and report back on December 10. What's happened now, Nita? The judge has adjourned this matter for one more month. The panel has been given until January 10 to present its findings as to whether the former principal of the Adas Israel School in Melbourne is fit to face extradition proceedings. Malkalai, of course, she faces 74 charges in relation to child sexual abuse in Victoria. This decision to adjourn the matter for 1 month has angered alleged victims. Darcy Ehrlich said in a statement, "We feel sick with anxiety. 3 months waiting for this day. Who didn't get the memo? Was it intentional? Another nerve-wracking month ahead. Will it actually go ahead? How much longer can we hold on?" To date, Nita, there have been 62 court hearings in Israel since the bid to extradite Lifa was launched in 2013. The Zionist Federation of Australia's President Jeremy Liebler said that the Jewish community is frustrated that it marks another delay. Lifa has been allowed to carry on this farce for way too long. She needs to return to Australia to face trial. And Manny Wax, he's the victim's advocate. He was actually in court for the hearing. He was live blogging for the Jewish News every step of the way. He says this outcome was shocking and he's called for change. He says, Manny Wax, "I believe that the Israeli judicial system and those responsible for it must surely reflect on its current state and seriously consider a review on how it functions." You can read full coverage, another Malkalai setback, in this week's edition.
We are talking to Evan Zlatkis, senior journalist at Australian Jewish News, and you are listening to SBS Shalom Australia with Nitza Lowenstein. Evan, Australia voted against UN bias. This is remarkable.
Yes, Nita, and what's even more remarkable is that Prime Minister Scott Morrison, just last month, your listeners will remember, he got up before an audience of Jewish community leaders. He was accepting the Jerusalem Prize by the Zionist Federation of Australia. I was at that function. He stood there and said that Australia will believe in the nation of Israel. We will support Israel. He condemned the targeting of Israel at the United Nations. And just last week, the Australian government voted no to five anti-Israel resolutions at the United Nations. Peter Wertheim, the co-CEO of the Executive Council of Australian Jewry, he says that the Australian government voting no was in fact voting against UN bias. He says these repetitive, disproportionate and one-sided resolutions at the UN have become a standing indictment, not of Israel, but of the UN itself and its culture of anti-Western bias. He says these resolutions effectively give a leave pass to the extremism of the other actors in the Middle East who remain hostile to Israel's very existence. It acts as a disincentive to the parties to return to negotiations and is wholly counterproductive to the achievement of a just and lasting settlement of the Israel-Palestinian conflict. Now, Scott Morrison, he said that Australia would continue to take a strong stand against the targeting of Israel at the United Nations. And Mr. Morrison, according to the Zionist Federation, has stuck to his principles and his word. And for that, I thank him, said the President, Jeremy Liebler. He says the Australian Jewish community and Israel would support UN resolutions that sought to build a better relationship between Israelis and Palestinians. But sadly, these resolutions do the complete opposite, and it is right for Australia to reject them.
Evan, the next news item is probably very relevant and important to most of our listeners. Australia-Israel text treaty been ratified. Can you tell us about it?
Yeah, Australia-Israel relations, they're really picking up, Nitza. Of course, El Al, we reported about this last week. El Al has introduced direct flights now from Israel to Australia, from Tel Aviv to Melbourne.
And I believe it's fully booked.
Yeah, that's right. People have jumped on it. They've released the dates early April. People aren't waiting. They're very excited for these El Al flights. I don't know how I would feel being on an airplane for 17, 18 hours without a break. But good luck to these people. It's very exciting news. The first time in history that any airline in the world has gone from Ben-Gurion Airport to Tullamarine Airport in Melbourne. But we're getting sidetracked, Nitza, because we're going to talk about some tax. And a historic new tax treaty between Australia and Israel has been hailed as an important milestone in removing tax barriers and facilitating trade and investment between Israel and Australia. This tax deal was ratified by the Australian government last Friday, and according to a statement by Federal Treasurer Josh Frydenberg, this treaty will enhance the bilateral economic relationship between Australia and Israel by reducing taxation barriers that could impede economic activity between the two countries. In a statement, Josh Frydenberg and the Assistant Treasurer Michael Sukkar, they said Australia and Israel share a close friendship with strong ties, and this new tax treaty between Australia and Israel will ensure the economic trade and commercial relationship between our two countries is strengthened even further.
Evan, before I let you go, the AJN celebrates Hanukkah this week with fabulous Hanukkah food recipe, beautiful recipes. Can you tell us something about it?
Yeah, it's a pre-Hanukkah celebration. Of course, Hanukkah doesn't start for a couple of weeks, but the parties have already begun all around the community in Sydney and in Melbourne. There was a Australian Defence Force Hanukkah party. There was a Waverley Council Hanukkah party. You had Hanukkah in Parliament in Victoria. Former Prime Minister Julia Gillard, she addressed a function at Parliament House in Melbourne with Premier Daniel Andrews. So lots of Hanukkah celebrations, and we have a free lift out in this week's edition of the Jewish News. Recipes, donuts, latkes, nice photos, and a What's On calendar so that you can see where all the Hanukkah events are happening across the community in Sydney and in Melbourne. There's a free supplement in this week's paper.
Evan Zlatke, senior journalist at Australian Jewish News. Thank you so much. Have a great week and Hanukkah Sameach.
רוצים לשמוע עוד סיפורים? האזינו דרך האפל פודקאסט, גוגל פודקאסט, ספוטיפיי, או בכל מקום אחר בו ניתן להאזין לפודקאסטים.